Welcome to the Deep Dive. This is where you share the source material with us, and, well, we dive right in to unpack the perspectives and key points.
That's right. And today, we're looking at a specific document you sent over. It's the June 6th edition of the DOTS report from the Great Awakening team.
Yeah, so our mission today is pretty straightforward. Walk through the main ideas highlighted in this report and really understand the connections it's trying to make between them.
Exactly. It's going to be a bit of a journey covering some quite different topics, but all seen through the particular lens of this one source. Think of us as maybe map guides for the terrain this report lays out.
Yeah, sounds good. Let's jump into the first of what the report calls its top 5 points. It kicks off with something from the political arena, an interview with a former CIA officer.
Yes, that's the starting point. The report discusses an interview on Tucker Carlson, and the main claim highlighted from the ex-officer is pretty significant. He basically asserted that the U.S. government's official structure, you know, president, Congress, the stuff we see, is kind of disconnected from the real power.
Disconnected? How? How does the report explain that? What does this officer say are the real power mechanisms, according to the source?
Well, the report lays out the concept shared in the interview. It suggests the president often acts more like a figurehead, and the really critical decisions, they're shaped, according to the officer cited in the source, by these sort of entrenched bureaucracies, intelligence agencies. Mm-hmm. Basically, unelected officials pulling strings behind the scenes.
And the source mentions this officer calls it a managed democracy, implying that policies just kind of stay the same no matter who wins an election.
That's the idea presented. The source says the officer pointed to times when intelligence agencies or, you know, federal bodies seemed to act independently, maybe even counter to what the president wanted.
Right. And the report uses those terms, deep state or permanent state. That's how the source frames the concept from the interview.
Exactly. And the source notes Carlson's framing, too, connecting it all to public disillusionment, this feeling that trust is eroding because of these hidden structures. It even mentions things the report says Carlson brought up, like,
like surveillance programs, media manipulation. It specifically mentions Operation Mockingbird and these unaccountable foreign interventions, all presented in the source as symptoms of this hidden power.
Yes, precisely. Those are the examples cited in the source.
Okay, so the main themes the source pulls from this interview are things like the illusion of presidential power, maybe intelligence community autonomy, continuity of agenda, and of course the big implications for democracy, if all this is true.
And the report does note the split reactions, some seeing it as a big reveal, others calling it conspiratorial. But the source's takeaway seems to be that it really highlights a fundamental concern about where power actually resides in government.
A significant starting point for the report, clearly. Now, the source seems to pivot quite dramatically for its second point, from political structures to the nature of reality itself.
It does, yeah. A big shift. This point discusses an article called Paradigm Shift, Time to Rethink Reality. And the core idea, as the source presents it, is basically challenging the traditional scientific view, the materialist one, where physical stuff is primary.
Okay, so challenging materialism, what's the alternative perspective it presents?
It talks about an emerging viewpoint that sees consciousness not just as something the brain creates, but as something fundamental, like foundational to reality.
Wow, okay, fundamental. And the source encourages readers to think about what that means for physics, psychology, even spirituality.
Yeah.
Advocating for open-mindedness.
That's the gist. It suggests this shift in perspective could have really wide-ranging implications.
Though the report adds a little context, right?
Yeah.
It mentions that, you know, while people are discussing these ideas, it's not exactly mainstream science.
Right. And make sure to note that distinction. It highlights that this reflects a particular perspective.
And it pulls out a specific quote. Light is information. Darkness is the lack and absence of information. Suggesting light or information is key in this view of reality.
Yeah, that seems to be the connection the source wants to emphasize there. A very different way of looking at things compared to standard science.
Definitely a contrast. And speaking of contrasts, point number three in the report brings us back to politics, but with a claim that, well, it's certainly got a lot of attention and skepticism.
Oh, yes. This details an event involving former President Trump sharing something on Truth Social. According to the report, the Post made this really startling claim that President Biden was actually executed back in 2020.
Executed and replaced by clones or robotic doubles. That's what the source says the Post claimed.
It's exactly what the report describes. The original Post, as detailed in the source, apparently asserted the current Biden is represented by soulless, mindless entities. It even claimed Democrats didn't know about the switch.
And the report puts this in context, noting it happened after Trump had commented on Biden's health, specifically his prostate cancer diagnosis, and sort of questioned the timing of that announcement.
Right. And the report covers the reaction, too. This is the theory was, you know, widely criticized, even mocked. It mentions Stephen Colbert doing a satirical bit on it as an example of the general reception.
But, and this seems important from the source's perspective, it points out that even though it sounds outlandish to many, the idea did get some traction. Among some supporters, anyway, who apparently pointed to perceived anomalies in Biden's appearance or behavior as proof.
Yeah, the source frames the whole incident as kind of reflecting this broader trend where conspiracy theories can really take hold and influence political conversations.
It definitely highlights the reach these narratives can achieve. Okay, moving on. Point four takes us outwards to the sun.
That's right. It discusses an article looking at solar storms, you know, geomagnetic disturbances from solar activity and their potential effects on humans, on our health and well-being.
Potential effects like what? What does the article suggest, according to the source?
Well, the report says the article suggests intense solar storms might influence things like our mood, maybe concentration, possibly even physical health. It mentions some studies exploring links between space weather and the human brain.
Okay, but the report adds a caveat here, too, doesn't it? About scientific consensus.
It does. It's careful to state that while there is some research, the scientific community hasn't really reached a consensus on direct health impacts. It relays the mainstream expert view that generally, Earth's atmosphere and magnetic field protect us pretty well from harmful radiation down here on the ground.
So direct health impacts for most people are seen as unlikely by the mainstream.
That's the general agreement it cites. But it finishes by saying that, you know, ongoing studies are still looking into broader implications. So the door isn't completely shut, investigation-wise.
Interesting. A point about cosmic energies possibly affecting us, even if the science is still cautious. Okay, and the final point, number five. The source digs into something darker here, it seems.
Yeah, this one focuses on claims from an article in Prepare for Change. The topic, as the source presents it, is alleged deep state mind control tactics.
Mind control? What kind of tactics are being alleged?
The article, according to the source, claims that there are these covert techniques used by governmental bodies and the media, too, to basically manipulate how the public behaves.
And the source brings in someone named Jason Kristoff.
Mm-hmm.
Described as a mind control researcher.
Yes. The report quotes him claiming these tactics were used heavily during the COVID-19 pandemic, specifically to influence people's actions and get them to comply.
Okay. And the report mentions a particularly disturbing claim from this article.
Right. This is probably the most provocative part. The article apparently suggests these methods could potentially push individuals towards violence, maybe even murder, all through psychological manipulation.
Wow. And the source connects this to things like MKUltra, the old CIA program, and also what it calls predictive programming trends, like seeding ideas in media beforehand.
Exactly. It draws those parallels. The source presents this alternative science perspective, as it calls it, which suggests people could be compelled to commit violence just through media or government influence without even realizing it or consciously agreeing to it.
So quite a range there. We've got hidden political power, fundamental reality shifts, clone theories, solar storm effects, and mind control allegations. That's the 5 points the report lays out.
A very diverse set of topics, for sure.
But this is where the report tried to weave it all together, right? The connecting the dots section. It doesn't just leave these as separate items.
No, absolutely not. The report explicitly states its view that these points, taken together, tell a kind of unified story, a story about old systems breaking down, truths coming to the surface, and a rise in, well, consciousness.
It sees these stories as more than just news, like catalysts for people, truth seekers, as the source often calls its readers to ask deeper questions, spot patterns, and expand their own awareness.
That's exactly how it's framed. Let's quickly go through how the report connects each point to that bigger narrative.
Okay, so the ex-CIA officer interview, how does that fit in?
The report calls it a major red flag. It interprets the claims as basically confirming that democracy, as we know it, has been sort of hijacked, that the political stuff we see is theater connected to the real machinery of power. The truth signal here, according to the source, is that real power is hidden, and people need to understand that to reclaim their own truth about who governs.
Right. Then the paradigm shift article. The one about consciousness.
The report sees that as challenging materialism's limits and validating things like intuition or inner guidance stuff. It suggests science might have dismissed, maybe intentionally, for control. The truth signal is that consciousness is fundamental, and recognizing that helps people reclaim their own creative power and, you know, transcend limitations.
Okay. What about the Trump clone theory? That seems like a tricky one to fit in.
The report acknowledges it sounds absurd, yeah, but it interprets the traction it got as reflecting this deep suspicion that maybe what we're seeing isn't real. It taps into fears about leaders being puppets, technology distorting reality, or psychological ops being used to manufacture consent. So the report sees it, regardless of fact, as sparking inquiry and encouraging people to use discernment, especially in what it calls an age of deception.
Interesting interpretation. And the solar storms point, how does that connect?
The report frames that as being about our energetic relationship with the cosmos. It mentions ancient cultures maybe understanding this better and suggests these findings hint at Earth and human consciousness evolving together, perhaps with solar activity acting as a trigger. The truth signal links this to a planetary or cosmic awakening, even speculating about DNA upgrades or emotional purges tied to solar events.
And the last one, the mind control claims.
That's interpreted as exploring how manipulation works on a mass scale using psyops like fear, repetition, trauma. It explicitly calls out media and government as potential control instruments. The idea is that people can be programmed, but the truth signal is presented as empowering. Just becoming aware of these tactics is the key step to dismantling the programming and reclaiming your free will.
Mm-hmm.
Naming it takes away its power, essentially.
So the report really does see these distinct points as facets of one larger narrative about illusion, power, and awakening potential.
Exactly. And based on these connections, it poses some big questions for its readers to ponder. Who really has the power? What is reality fundamentally? How are we being influenced? And maybe most importantly, how do we reclaim our own inner authority amidst all this?
It ties it all up by concluding, from its perspective, that this whole pattern signals an engineered illusion is crumbling. And this breakdown, the source suggests, is paving the way for a new era, one of truth, transparency, and what it calls spiritual sovereignty.
Yeah, and it ends with encouragement for readers. Stay informed, question everything, and, you know, connect the dots for yourself.
Okay, well, that brings us to the end of this particular deep dive, focusing on the June 6th edition of the Dots Report. We've walked through the specific points it highlighted and explored the overarching story it builds from them.
Our aim, as always, was just to present the material found in this source, laying out the claims it makes and the interconnected view it offers to its audience. We're just reflecting what's in the report you shared.
And thank you, as always, for providing the sources that let us do these explorations. It's always fascinating to delve into the different perspectives and information you bring to us.
So as you think about what we've discussed today, maybe consider the interconnectedness the source proposes between, you know, big global events, these shifts in understanding reality, and even your own individual consciousness. What does this narrative, as laid out in the source material, prompt you to notice or question in the world around you?